My dear brother and sister in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And inshallah, like usually, we set the intention and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this meeting only for Allah and to get closer to Allah and to get to know what the wisdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared with us, and also is to inshallah try to get closer to Allah more by knowing what is the wisdom from Allah. He wants to share it with us in Quran, from Messenger and Prophet, story and life. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسْرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةٍ لِلِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما في بعد الموت. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا ومتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، وتب علينا مولانا، إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. Today we have the story of a period of time. A period of time of Bani Israel again. They was oppressed, under torture. Is approximately 300 years after Musa alayhi salam time. And this people, Bani Israel, they went to the king of their own time, and a messenger of their own time, and they asked him, "We've been oppressed for so long." And let me give you the scenario, because the scenario from Quran is beautiful. This Nabi, some people said his name is Samuel or Samuel. And he said, "We've been oppressed for so long. Choose for us a man to be our king and to rule us and get us out of our agony." What he said? He said, "What happened if I do and you refuse?" They said, "No, we will do." He said, "Okay." And he made dua to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah choose a man called Talut. He will be your king and your messenger, and he will give you the blessing, and he will take you out of the problem, and he will solve it for you, and he will fight your enemy. Brother Muhammad, come, or somebody close the window. Now, Jesus did it, inshallah. Now, they came back to him and they asked him, "Who is will be the one you will appoint for us?" He said, "Talut." He said, "Talut? Who's Talut? He's not among our rich. He's not a king. He's a normal person. We wanted a king. Somebody from you know rich family has status. He said, this is what Allah choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He elevated him by giving him the strength, the physical body, and the wisdom and the knowledge. Is it chosen from Allah? And the sign of my saying to you is the arsh of Sulaiman will coming to you. This arsh was a blessing from Allah to them, containing the leftover of Sulaiman from Musa alayhi salam, and the leftover of different messenger and prophet. What it contain? Allah said containing sakina and tranquility, containing leftover of Musa alayhi salam, leftover of tablets, containing Torah, his cane, and different things. People go to word about what's different thing. And he said, this arsh has been taken from them for many generations. And it was a calamity for them. Because this arsh is used to carry it in their shoulder. And Allah sent angels to protect the arsh and to give them victory over their enemy. And by taking away the arsh from them is what is disgrace from Allah to them. This messenger and king of the time, he said, the sign of my truthful in what I'm saying is this arsh. You do not have to fight for it. Allah will bring the arsh carried by angel, and you will see it in the front of you now. Now the arsh is coming flying from the land of the enemy with the angel carry it in the front of their eyes. Now you have no way to dispute that. They want the arsh so bad. They won't fight for it. Now Allah send it to them in one condition. What's the condition? Is to obey and accept the chosen of Allah, which Talut will be your king. And he will be your leader of this time. They said, okay, we accept. But they do not accept a regular accept. You know the way sometimes people accept, I accept. You know, it's a big difference between accept with complete contentment and accept. But anyway, they have no choice. They saw the sign. Big sign. By the way, for those who saw the movie Raider in the Lost and the Lost Ark. Raiders? Okay. Raiders and the Lost Ark. What? Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay. This movie, believe it or not, yes, it is a movie. But you know in the last 10-15 minutes what they're talking about? The Ark of Musa. They're talking about the same Ark. And if you be careful in the beginning of the movie, they show you in the beginning of the movie is a piece of remnant, a piece of leftover paper, and it has a design of people carrying it and victorious over their enemy. And the end of the movie, they have a joke, but the joke is amazing. When two groups fight over the ark, supposed to be in the United States or somewhere, and in the end they said, where's the ark? He said, high power has been taking care of it. According to us, actually today, until now, Jewish people in Israel, they keep digging under the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem with the intention to find what they call it Haykal Sulaiman, meaning the pillar of the throne of Sulaiman and the ark or the arsh. Why? Because they believe once they have it, they can conquer the whole earth again. From Islamic point of view, yes, this ark exists and will never be destroyed. But Allah promised every time they are in a state of obedience, they will get the ark and they will be victorious. Every time they be in a state of disobedience, wonder what happened, they will lose the ark. Now they get the ark. Which word is much better, ark or arsh? Okay, some people call it ark, some people call it arsh. I will use both of them just in case. In Arabic called at-tabut. Okay? Similar to the one you put the dead people at, but in different shape. And it has four pieces of wood coming out, carried by angels and containing, like I said again, tranquility from Allah. Now they obey, they get the ark or the arsh, and the message was, this man Allah appointed for you. You have to obey him, and whatever he say, done. Now Talut is a normal person, but Allah chose him. For a wisdom Allah know. He has the physical strength, and he has the wisdom, and he has from Allah the ability and knowledge. And look at this also from us. A normal person, overnight Allah make him a king over Bani Israel. Now he said, let's go and prepare the army. They said, you want us to come with you? He said, yes, to fight. Is this what you want? To get your dignity back and fight for your rights? They said, yes. He said, okay. He said, I hope if I tell you to come to fight, you will not change your mind like usual. He said, why? Why we will not fight? They get us of our houses. They took our land. We have to fight. Now, after they do that, we're going to stop in here for a moment. Because this story is very nice to mix it with Dawood alayhi salam. Because something will happen in the history now. Dawood alayhi salam is David. From the son, some of the son of the seed of Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob. He was a boy, a young boy. But he was not like regular boys. He's not playing. He's not losing his time for nonsense. I wish a lot of mother to hear that. He's not spending his time with a lot of toys and eating what he like and what he dislike and making fuss about what he will eat and what he will not eat. No. He was a boy. Allah chose him. How Allah chose him? He was serious. And he was shepherd. Always eat from his own hand. What else? He grew up in a beautiful environment, in a very pious family. And again, by learning, building faith, building body, exercise, until he became a young boy or young man. During this time, also, he was trained to be a fighter. He was trained himself to be a fighter. And he was not a big build, but he was a very strong person in his own way. To the point, he was master one of the art at this time, to fight with something called qila'. Qila' meaning is like a piece of wood with a like a rope, and you put a stone in between. And you keep rotating, and you hit it. And the moment you hit it, this is how good you are. It will go so fast, so strong, to whatever you hit it with. He was a master in his own way. He was not a coward. He was not scary. He was a man or a young man with a lot of strength. But according to people, he was nobody. But we'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one situation, he built a lot of history. We saw a few minutes ago, Talut was nobody. He became a king. We'll see now what will happen to this boy, Dawood alayhi salam. Until now, he's just a young man, he became a fighter. And also we have to remember again what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا وَرَعَ الْغَنَمِ. No messenger without or except he was a shepherd. Always. Why? Again, quick to learn, patient, strength, how to take care about other, wisdom, and also being alone in the desert give you the oneness of Allah, closeness to Allah, it purify your heart, it connect you to Allah, it build your faith, it make you rely only in Allah. All this done by one job, a shepherd. Now, Talut prepares the army. The army, according to some report, approximately 80,000 soldiers. Among them, who? Dawood alayhi salam. With the wisdom Allah gave it to Talut, he asked them in the beginning of the journey of trial, to prepare them for the fight. He said, the first river we're going to see, nobody drink from it, except fill your hand, one fill, you can drink from your fill only. But do not drink from it at all, except one fill. Whoever fill his hand and drink, follow me. Whoever drink from the river, he will not be among me. Some people said it's a river of Jordan. Some people said it's a canal near Suez Canal in the time being. It is somewhere a small river in Jerusalem area or in the Palestine area. Which river exactly is not a big deal. Now, they saw the river. Wonder what happened. Everybody become rebellious. Almost 70,000 people and more went to drink. And only less than 10,000 stay with Talut. Wonder what happened. After they drink, they felt so fatigued. And they lie down on the ground and said, we cannot come with you. Why? It was a trial. It built this way by the will of Allah. Those who are drinking one hand of water, they will build strength. And those disobey, they will become fatigued and they cannot continue. He continued with the less than 10,000 people. Now they're coming closer to the time of fighting Galut. Galut was the oppressor king of the enemy. Galut in the head of 100,000 soldiers. Now less than 7,000 soldiers or less going to fight 100,000 soldiers. The moment they saw this picture, they said, لا طاقة اليوم لنا بجالوت وجنوده. We cannot fight جالوت وجنوده. We cannot fight. We cannot do it. How much if now drop? Over 5,000 and something. Who stayed fast with Talut? 313. From 80,000 came down to 313. Who among the 313? Dawood alayhi salam. But the 313, who we are, who they are? A believer. They believe in Allah. They said exactly the same way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battle of whom? Who's the battle has the same number identical? Badr. Badr al-Kubra. The battle of Badr with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had 313 companion identical. It is a coincidence? No. A wisdom from Allah for something Allah knew. Now, according to this time, they stand in lines. This army stand in line, the another army stand in line, and the two big head of the army or the king, they shout to each other. Now Galut, he shout to Talut, you such and such, come fight me, show me yourself. Everybody start. Galut was very big man, very big belt. What's that? Goliath, his name?
Goliath.
Okay. Galut is Goliath, hopefully. Okay. Now, Goliath is very big belt, very tough man. Said, get me some of your best soldier. Nobody get up. Who stand up?
David.
He said, please Talut, allow me, I go. He said, please young boy, young man, stay. Again. Galut, Goliath, he stand up in his white horse with little bit of blackish and he keep dancing in his horse and he said, give me a soldier. Everybody. David again, Dawood alayhi salam, ana laha, let me, I will be for him. After many time, Talut alayhi salam tell him, go ahead. Bismillah. Now, once he get out, wonder what happened. Galut look at him and he said, "You boy, go to your mom. I do not want to spill your blood in here. You're too young." He said, "But I do not want to leave until I spill your blood in this earth. And I make the earth completely be, you know, like wet and from your blood." Now he get anger. And he took his sword and he tried to hit him. David alayhi salam, Dawood, he maneuver and he took from his bag his qila'. And boom, he give him a nice one in his head. According to the report, it was so strong, his head is smashed. And after that, Talut start, and they fight the army, now 313 over 100,000, and they beat them up. And there is a flood. What happened now to Dawood? He becomes a hero. And they appointed him as a king. And this is the beginning of the journey and life of Dawood alayhi salam. What happened to Talut? The story according to Quran finished. Allah mentioned Talut as a man with a big belt, big knowledge. Allah chose him to be the king and the ruler for some time to take care about a battle. His job is done. Is Allah tell us more about that? No. We go according to the story of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget what Allah tell us. He said, "I give you story of some of messengers and prophet, and some other I did not tell you about it." By this way, we have to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own ultimate wisdom. He give us a different portion, a different snapshot from different history of the earth and messenger and prophet according to the ultimate wisdom of Allah. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, David alayhi salam, he gets a king. He become a king, a hero and a king. What else? Let's see what else happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it is, وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. Allah, he give him the kingdom, number one. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, the wisdom. Second thing he give it, wisdom. وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. And he teach him from his own ultimate knowledge. And he give him a book. Az-Zabur. What's the name of that by English? Psalms. I pronounce it right? And this has all kind of example, wisdom, ruling, advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what else he said? Ya Dawood, O David, inna ja'alnaka khalifa. We make you the representative of us on earth. Be just between people and do not follow your desire or people. They will put you straight away from Allah. We have to stop in many points in here. Is any advice Allah give it to messenger or prophet only for them or for them and for us? He said to them, be just between you and people. And don't follow your desire or people and follow me. And otherwise people will lead you astray of my path. It rings a bell for us. If you follow the majority of people, it will lead you to where? Destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of the verse, He said a beautiful thing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضُلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who are straying other people of the path of Allah, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ They have a very severe torture. بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ Because he forgotten the day of judgment. Why we acting the way we acting today? Because we forgot the day of judgment. If we remember, we're going to be judged according to what we doing, 99% of what we doing we will not do. And we'll be crying over what we doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ We protect his kingdom. By this way, nobody can dare to fight him. Why? Allah give him the name. Anybody hear David? No. Leave David and his kingdom alone. Nobody dare to come near his kingdom. Again, from whom? Allah. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةِ And we give him the wisdom. وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ And we give him the way he can talk with others. And the wise way to talk with other. What is the most miracle Allah gave it to David? Every messenger prophet, Allah give him a miracle. What is his miracle? This messenger and prophet, his miracle was different completely. Amazing miracle. Do you know what Allah give him? He give him a voice. His voice was so beautiful. When he recite the Zabur, when he recite the word of Allah, all the mountain repeat what he's saying. All the river stopped. All the tree repeat what he's saying. Everybody in earth singing with his singing. To the point he said, if he continue some time, some bird will die because he cannot eat from his so sweet voice. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it? إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعْهُ We make the mountain become a companion of him. يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ The glory and praise Allah day and night. Meaning every time he praise Allah, all the mountain making an echo of what he recite. وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُرَةٌ كُلٌّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ And all the bird singing of his singing. This is his one of his miracle. What else Allah give him? وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes the iron soft. Dawood alayhi salam, he doesn't need hammer. He doesn't need fire. He doesn't need equipment. The iron soft. He put it in his hand and he do whatever he want. He do all the iron work just by his bare hand. He do whatever he want. He do big things. He do small things. Whatever he do. What Allah said about him also? وَاسْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَوُودَ ذُو الْأَيْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ He was afraid of Allah. Always crying. And what else? Tearing from Allah. He loved Allah. This is why he always in dhikr. And this is why he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved pray to Allah, the pray of Dawood. And the most beloved fast to Allah, the fast of Dawood. He used to fast one day after one day. And he used to sleep half of the night, and he get up praying to Allah third of the night, and after that he sleep again 1/6 of the night. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O Al David, do shukr to me. And the majority of people, they not thanking me enough. And one of the things Allah give it to him also, he give him a son. His name is Sulaiman alayhi salam later on. Now how Dawood alayhi salam died? Dawood alayhi salam, he was a jealous man. One day he left his family and he came back, he find a man in the middle of the house. He said, how you enter? He said, I'm a man. No king can stop me. No door can stop me. He said, I know you are the angel of death. He said, yes, I'm the angel of death. I'm coming to take you. At this time, the beginning of Sulaiman alayhi salam start. The day he died, and they call it day of Saturday. Wallahu a'lam, Allah know best. Sulaiman alayhi salam called the bird. Because the janazah, the walking in his barrier was so big, because everybody was loving him so much. And the sun was so hot. Sulaiman alayhi salam called the bird. The bird make a muzalla, make like a canopy. What do you call it? Like a canopy, like an umbrella. But imagine umbrella by the bird. Bani Israel complain, it's too hot. Sulaiman alayhi salam commanding the bird to open one wing and closing the another. By this way it opens the wind to pass underneath it, to give them a breathe. You see how big was the janazah. This was David alayhi salam and Talut alayhi salam. And we're going to go in the end about the story behind it.
What do you mean that he was a jealous man?
Meaning, he do not allow his woman to go outside. And also one of the things is Dawood alayhi salam has is, he said, oh Allah, how I thank you. And all the gift and giving from you. He said, oh David, if you know what you have is from me, you thanking me. Be content of what I give you, you thanking me. What's the message for us in here? If we content and be in a state of contentment of what Allah give us, wonder what happened? We are in a state of thanking Allah. Can I be in a state of not be content? No. Meaning I'm not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have a story in Quran about Dawood alayhi salam was in a cave, was in his own place of worship called Al-Mihrab. At this time they used to have their own place, Musalla, for their own place, for worship alone. And when two people enter, all of a sudden, and you find it in Surah Sa'd, verse 21 to 25. And one of them, he said, I have 99 sheep, and my brother has one sheep, and he won't take mine toward his. And he said to him, the one who asks you his sheep to his sheep, he's oppressor of what he asking you. And the majority of people are oppressor, except those who are a believer and do good deed. Now the verse ended up with Dawood was so afraid, he was been trialed by Allah for something, and he went right away and make sajda to Allah, tawbah and istighfar. Now, according to different Muslim scholar, we never know exactly what happened. What is the trial? We do not have an authentic report about what happened. Some people said he was having 99 wife, and he loved one more, and he was wanted to have. This all Israeliyat, we're not sure about it. But also we have some report, Wallahu A'lam, is some they say he has over 100 of wife, and Sulaiman he has over 1,000 of wife.
He's his son.
What's that?
Sulaiman, his son.
And we're going to go through it now. What is the truth? We do not know. But according to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is when it came down in Quran the story, he went and make sajda too. And he said, we do it thanks to Allah. And Prophet Dawood, he did it tawbah to Allah. What is behind it exactly, we not sure. Now we also know something in the beginning of the life of Sulaiman, when he was a young boy or a young man. We remember Dawood alayhi salam was a judge, was a ruler, was a king. A group of people came with a debate. What happened is one group of farmer came saying, please, this our neighbor farmer, their animal, their sheep, came to our land at night and eat a complete area. Give us justice. Dawood alayhi salam, he asked them to give them equivalent of what the animal eat. When they left the place, Sulaiman alayhi salam was coming. He said, what your father tell you? He said, no, I have, as he asked him, do you have a better than that? He said, yes. He said, the people who own the animal, give the animal to the people who own the land. To the people who own the land, the farmer, use the animal and use their milk until the farmer to care about the farmland for them and bring the trees back to normal. They like it. They go back to David alayhi salam, Dawood. Dawood alayhi salam give it according to the rule of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And this was the beginning of Sulaiman alayhi salam and his, you know, wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said something very beautiful, and we can stop in here and learn from it. But before we do that, is another story happened. Two women came again to David. They were sitting next to each other. Each woman has a baby. And a wolf came, he kidnapped one of the baby and he ate him. And now the two women coming, each one disputing about who is the baby belong to. Wonder what happened. Again, David alayhi salam, he gives a baby to one, the biggest one, for something he knew. When he was coming out, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked, who gets the baby? She said, me. The another one, she asked, you have another idea? He said, yes. He said, what's the idea? He said, we take the baby and we cut him in half. Half for you, half for him. The another young lady, she said, please, give it to her. It is her baby. He go and give his advice to David, and the baby was belong to the one. She said, give it to her. Because she was scared, it is her own baby. What Allah said about that? And we're going to stop in here for a wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the story, the beginning story of the farmer and the sheep. He said, وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين ففهمناها سليمان وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 71, 78 and 79, he said Dawood and Sulaiman, the judge in this case of the farmer and the sheep, and we were bear witness of their own judgment. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ, we make Sulaiman understand the situation, and both of them we give them knowledge. The early scholar talk about this verse in a beautiful way. People can get the same knowledge but not the same understanding. Hear me correctly, people can get the same knowledge, but understanding is a wisdom from Allah. Allah elevate whom He want in an amount of understanding according to His own wisdom. For something Allah know. By this way, do not forget that. Big difference between knowledge and understanding of knowledge. Big difference between the outer knowledge and the depth knowledge. This is a gift from Allah. You can have a book. Everybody reads a book. The same teacher, and everybody get up is different understanding completely. Why? Is according to what Allah give you and your status between you and Allah and the status of your heart and what Allah written for you. It has nothing to do with the brain. Understanding is the knowledge of Allah. It has nothing to do with the brain. It's to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them something also. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا, we give both Dawood and Sulaiman knowledge. وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِنْ عَبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he said, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, the one who chose us and elevate us among all his servants from the believer. And this also you always have to do it. Also, before he died, something happened. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and all mankind, Adam alayhi salam, he looked and he said, oh Allah, who is this young boy? He said, this is your son David. He said, how old he is? He will be? He said, 60 years. He said, oh Allah, make it 100. He said, okay, I will make it 100 and I will minus from your age 40. He said, okay. Adam alayhi salam have life. Now the angel of death coming. He said, what can happen? Missing 40 years. He said, do you remember what you have between you and Allah? He said, oh Allah, please give it to me. Allah give it to him and Allah keeps his word and give it to David. By this way, David alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, he died approximately 100 years old. and we finish Dawood alayhi salam. Now remember something before we go to Sulaiman alayhi salam. One of the first quality Allah gave it to Dawood, what is it? A voice. A voice to do what? To call Allah, to praise Allah. And this one part of the believer, once you really go to your journey of Allah, wonder what you're going to do. You're going to have tranquility and peace and love to call Allah day and night, the maximum you can. I remember something, it happened to me some time ago. I read it and I love it very much. And even when I say it, I love to say it in a way, inshallah, I will say it to you now. إني مهاجر إلى ربي إني راحل إلى ربي إني مسافر إلى ربي إني عائد إلى ربي. O Allah, I'm immigrating toward you. O Allah, I'm traveling toward you. O Allah, I'm coming back to you. O Allah, I'm returning to you. إني مهاجر إلى ربي يا الله يا كريم يا حليم يا الله تقبلني يا الله قبولا حسنا. O Allah, accept me with goodness and generosity. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت. O Allah, give me blessing in death and life after death. يا الله يا كريم يا حليم يا الله. If you look to the name of Allah and you understand the name of Allah, you will love to call Allah and you will try to perfect the name of Allah only for Allah. يا جميل يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا عفو يا غفور يا رحيم يا الله يا الله يا نور يا الله. إني مهاجر إلى ربي إني مهاجر إلى ربي. I'm immigrating toward Allah. This sentence is a purse or a piece from a verse, and also it is a name and a title of a book I read in my life. And when I read it, I was so happy of the title. I am immigrating toward Allah. What more beautiful to be in a journey or migrating toward Allah? What do you think? We migrate toward many things, but you think which one is more benefit and beloved and successful journey, except and more than the immigration toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make a pure journey and immigration toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely to Allah. By this way, when the time of death come, we will be pure to Allah and nothing in our heart except Allah. Ameen, ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now inshallah, we going to go to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sulaiman alayhi salam, we said, he's a son of Dawood alayhi salam. What Sulaiman, Allah give him something never anybody has. He's a messenger, he's a king again, but he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala things never anybody has. He asked him not a richness, he asked him a kingdom. What Allah said, وَوُرِثَ سُلَيْمَانَ دَوُودِ. We inherited the kingdom of Dawood. We give it to whom? Sulaiman. وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ. He used to understand the language of bird. وَأُوتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينُ. And Allah give us from everything. Is a small story about that. One time Sulaiman alayhi salam was walking by when he heard a bird, and the bird said to another bird, please come marry me, I will get you a nice house in Damascus or Syria area, in this area. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, he looked at the bird and he looked at the people around him. He said, look, always a person who coming to engage, he always a liar. He cannot get this house. He's just a bluffer. By this way, young lady, be sure, when you get married, the man will come and say, I get you this, I get you that. MashaAllah. You know what's going on. Tell him the bird in the time of Sulaiman said to another bird. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said he bluffing. Because this particular house is, the bird was talking about it, is a kind of a tiny cave inside a rocks. How a bird can build a cave inside a rock? He cannot do it. It has to be somebody do it for him. But he's mashallah, he's good. I do not know if he gets another bird or not. I do not know. This I do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he did, he make almost everything in earth working for Sulaiman. Even jinn, shayateen, everyone working for him. To the point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, one time he was walking when he came in a valley of ant. And one ant, which is a leader, she said, get inside, go. Sulaiman coming with his soldier. He can destroy you. And they will not feel it. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he smiled. And according to Quran, he said, after that right away, he raised his hand to Allah. And he said, Rabbi, أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. Oh Allah, allow me to thank you Of all your gift, the one you have been given it to me, and all my generation and my parents. He did not forget his parents in the dua. And allow me to do good deed. You will be pleased with it. And enter me with your mercy among those of your pious servant. Look again the manner. He did not say, and I'm a pious too. And said, with your ultimate mercy, allow me to enter among those who are a slave and pious servant to you, Ya Allah. This is Sulaiman. According to some report in here, they said, when the ant said that, also Sulaiman went to her. And he said, why you say that? Didn't you not know about me? I'm a just king. How I can oppress you and destroy you? She said, you do not hear what I said? And if they do not feel it? Meaning, they will do it without knowing? According to some early scholar, they said something I like to share it with you. They said the ant is not fearing from physical destruction, but the ant was fearing from her ant to see the kingdom of Sulaiman, and they will become envy and they want material life. By this way, she was afraid of the destruction of the status of the heart of the ant. No. Leave everybody go through his own cycle. This is the best, wallah. This tranquility from Allah. Tranquility, when it increase, person go down. This is good. One tranquility, one maybe the food is too over, and to care about part of the whatever. And another time Sulaiman alayhi salam, he make another dua. But actually is the same. Now, Sulaiman alayhi salam, we said also, he has everything working for him. One day, he's sitting with his palace and everything else, and people, jinn, everything, and shayateen has to work for him, and otherwise he get burned. Anyone disobey Sulaiman, he get burned right away, finished. Not burned like I, no. Burned, finished. And one day he said, where's the hudhud? Where's the woodpecker? At this time, the woodpecker was acting for Sulaiman's kingdom as a searcher of water. He fly, he search water well, he coming with estimate places and time and everything else. By this way, Sulaiman share it with other. The traveler. By this way, the traveler knew exactly where the water well located. Imagine. He has a kingdom of bird working for him, give him a status of the desert and whatever it is. And one day he didn't find him. Where is the hudhud? Hudhud is a woodpecker by Arabic. He said, or he's hiding or something. If he come, we will see what happened, or I will torture him, or I slaughter him. Now, or he will coming to me with knowledge, or with a kingdom I do not know. Now the Hudhud came right away, and he said, I came with a knowledge you do not have. Everybody is surprised. What's the Hudhud going to say? He said, the Hudhud, I came to you and I find out people worshipping the sun and make sujood, prostrate to the ground, to the sun, not to Allah. Now, according to here, what she said, you see how to report? What the first report? She's aching. How come some people worship the sun instead of Allah? She did not said, oh, I came from a land, they have these houses, they look like that, they have this material. No. The first thing is, as a believer, you feel aching is people is not worshipping Allah. You see? And she said, or that he said, the Hudhud, I find a woman is the king or the queen of the kingdom, and she has a huge throne, and everybody worships the sun from Allah, and Shaitan is veiling them. Why is he do not worship Allah? The one, he bringing things from underneath the ground. Now look at everyone talking from his own language. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows a Hudhud to go knock in the ground and get warm. By this way, the provision of the Hudhud is unseen. But with a tiny effort, it becomes seen. By this way, the Hudhud talking from his own language and his own way. He said, how comes you worship somebody other than Allah? The one, he bringing the water from underneath the ground. The one who owns the earth and the sky. And he know the seen and the unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one except of him, the Lord, the Almighty, the owner of the glory throne. Right away, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said, we will see if you are truthful or you are among the liar. He did not take her word right away, and he bubbled up and he started acting. This is wrong. You see now? When somebody coming with a news, you do not act at all, physically or spiritually, unless you're sure of the knowledge. And otherwise, who will take care about you? Shaitan. And you will be definite wrong. You have to take the news and be calm. Now he said to the Hudhud, take it. Take my book. And he wrote a book. Take my book and go a little bit further. Meaning leave the book and go further from them and see what they're going to do without your being seen. You see now wisdom? To give them complete freedom when they see the book, what they're going to do. Now, according to this book, it say, in the beginning of the book, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And from Sulaiman, and so, and he gives them the summary according to Quran. Now again, according to one report, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asks the Hudhud, do you want some good, strong bird? I send it with you, like a fighter, to protect you? The Hudhud reply, he said, oh Sulaiman, I have a book, it written in it, in this book, the name of Allah, and you won't send me somebody to protect me? I'm already protected. Look at the faith of a bird. Going traveling with a warning to a king. Do you know at this time, when you have a letter, and you're acting like a messenger from a king to king, And the another king do not like what in the letter, what he do? He kill you. He torture you. And imagine you are a bird. A bird. But what kind of a bird? What kind of iman? And when she gets the letter, she open it. And she find it. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. By the way, Quran, how many verses, how many chapter in Quran? How many chapter? 114. Right or 113? Anybody get up, get Quran. How many chapter? What is it? Huh? 113 or 114? 114, right? Huh? Yes or no? Okay, 114. How many Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Quran? 113. Because Surah At-Tawbah not containing Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And in here, okay? In Surah An-Naml, the end, you will see in the letter of Sulaiman another Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're not going to go through that now, is another topic. Anyway, and it said, أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُنِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Don't be arrogant and coming toward me, Muslim, submitting to Allah. Right away, look at the quality of the queen. She did not make a decision. She make a consultation. And she said, give me your opinion. Advise me. I will not make a decision until you bear witness with me what we going to do. Some of them, they said, we are very strong and powerful. And the idea and the advice to you, you tell us. Whatever you command us, we will do. She said, I will send them a gift to see what they will do. Again, according to many reports, oh, huge gift, this and that. Okay? But because she was the king or the queen of Saba. Saba was in Yemen. It was a very beautiful civilization. Okay? Exactly. Yeah, Sheba. The Indian Hindus, they took a lot from it. But they took it from a magic and, you know, stuff like that. But a lot of the story is not true. I will tell you later where it's coming from. Anyway, a lot of scholars said about the amount of gift was too much. Beautiful gift, unbelievable gift. The moment Sulaiman alayhi salam look at the gift, is Sulaiman alayhi salam, he need the gift? He need anything? He said, the best is to read Quran to see it, how it's beautiful. It's Surah An-Naml, verse 36. You can start around 20-something and go on and on until almost 40-something in Surah An-Naml. You will give me money? What Allah provide for me better than what you give me? Go! Go with your gift. Be happy with it. We do not need it. And tell them, we will send them soldier. They will not even able to see the beginning from the end, and we will let you out very, you know, disgraced. Now, Sulaiman alayhi salam, after he said that to the messenger and the messenger left, what he said? He said, who bring me this queen and her kingdom before I get up from my place? another afreet. Afreet min al jinn, meaning like a scholar of the jinn, a high level of jinn. He said, I will get you the queen and the throne before your eyebrows open and close. And before his eyes open and close, he finds the whole thing in the front of him. You're talking about a throne of a queen. A throne of a queen, according to its meaning, is huge. And where it is? In Yemen, where he is, in Jerusalem area. You're talking about at least a couple of thousand miles. In a split of a second. What Allah said about that? قال عفريت من الجن. ممن عنده علم الكتاب. Meaning the one he get it. Where he get it from? What knowledge he get? From the knowledge of Allah. From the knowledge of Allah. What he said, what he did, what his relationship with Allah, Allah only know. But Allah teach us, he did it by the knowledge of Allah. Meaning his power and strength in his knowledge with Allah. What we learn from here? The knowledge of Allah is unlimited and over anything else. Okay? Once he saw that, what he said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُونِي أَشْكُرْ أَمْ أَكْفُرْ. This is from the generosity and kindness of Allah to trial me. I will thank him or I do kufr. Remember, I will thank him or I do kufr. And right away, he went to her and he said, this is your throne. We will see if she will be among those who believe or disbeliever. He said, is this your throne? She said, you know, it looked like it. You know? She didn't say it is. Because imagine you sitting in Yemen, all of a sudden you find yourself in a palace of Sulaiman in Jerusalem. But for a second, she cannot believe it. Is me and my throne here? Like that? And according to the report, right away Sulaiman alayhi salam, he commanded his kingdom of Shayateen to build like a beautiful cave. Okay? The up and the bottom side, lower, everything from glass. Fill it with water and fish and put her throne inside. And inside, deep inside, he's sitting in his bed. And he commanded her, come here. The moment she tried to come, she was thinking is ocean. She take her clothes off and she start putting her feet, afraid she get wet. All of a sudden, is a glass. Again, at this moment right away she said, قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. I oppressed myself. وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And I will join Sulaiman to be submitting and surrender to you only, the Lord of heaven and earth. Now, some Jewish people, in their own books, they build a lot of story. Is Sulaiman alayhi salam is magician. And this was the beginning of sihr, magic. We're going to talk about it later on if we have time. And if you're still up. If you go to sleep, finished. You know. Or we get some water and we take care about you from the one of this well. We call the Hudhud. to come and... Now also one of the story in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam is important to know is he used to love horses so much and he used to spend some time with horses. Something happened and he was busy one day with the horses until the sun almost going down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trial him in this. And it was the only way or one of the ways for Allah allow him to repent is he start slaughtering them. The most beautiful horse he loved is slaughtering them because he felt so guilty. He was possessed with the horses. After he proved to Allah his really obedience to Allah and nothing in his heart, Allah switched it with what? Beautiful gift. He loved horses, speed, fast. Allah gave him clouds. This cloud worked for him the way he wanted and the wind. And at this time Sulaiman, he built a beautiful rug. You can call it a rug, you can call it like a carpet, you can call it like a runway. All his kingdom go in the top, he commanded the cloud, come and go underneath it, carry his whole army with everything, and take him whatever he want by month. Meaning, he loves speed and he loves horses, Allah give him much better. Now what we learn from that? If you leave something for Allah, Allah switch you is better than that. Sulaiman alayhi salam, we know, also he was wise. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for three things. And he built the first masjid in Quds. By this way, the first masjid in Mecca was Ibrahim. The first masjid in Jerusalem and Quds was Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he built a beautiful masjid. Until now, the Jewish people looking for it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Sulaiman, he asked Allah three, and he gave us two, and I wish he gave us the third. He said, ask Allah to give him a kingdom, nobody will have it except him. He gave it to him. And he asked him, any one man leave his house? Oh, and he asked him also, Hukman, he asked him, ruling. No one will rule like him. He give it to him. By this way, he give him ruling and he give him kingdom. And he asked him, any man leave his house to go to the masjid with the intention only to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase his sins equivalent like the way he came from his mother. And he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this I ask Allah to give it to me, because he did not give it to Sulaiman. And we have it inshallah. What else about Sulaiman alayhi salam? What's that? One of the things Allah give it to Sulaiman and never any give it to anybody else, Aynul Qatri. What Aynul Qatri? a well next to him. Because Sulaiman always working also. With all his kingdom, he work and he eat from what he working. What he give him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقَطْرِ. Al-Qatri huwa ma'dan al-Nahas. Al-Qatri, meaning by Arabic, is the copper. Allah give him a well. This well give him a pure copper coming from the well. He do whatever he want with it. All kind of, you know, copper things. And when he finished, it stopped. This is one of the miracles of Sulaiman too. And this, believe it or not, it was in Yemen. Imagine. But don't forget also, as many story I can go through it with Sulaiman alayhi salam, but some of it is not authentic. Like for example, he married the queen of Saba and he used to go meet her once in a while. Okay? Don't forget, for Sulaiman is not a big deal. He can take a cloud, 1, 2, 3, he will be there. 1, 2, 3, he come back. No problem. Also, as he said, he used to have over 1,000 wives. Allah know if it's true or not. Okay? But we know from Quran is a story. Let's go through it, inshallah. And after that, remind me to go through his death. How he died. Because his death was like a wisdom from Allah to all of us. Because I'm collecting different things. Ya Allah. Also, one of the story is nice in the time of Sulaiman. One day, Bani Israel complain, we have a drought. Call Allah to give us water. He went out, and in a way he find out an ant standing up and making dua to Allah. And what the ant said? O Allah, we are a creature from your creature, from your creation, and we need your generosity and your kindness. At this time, he did not make dua and he said, Allah will accept her dua. Let's go and train. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, is a hadith authentic in Bukhari, and it has many report in many places. Is Sulaiman alayhi salam, one night he said, I will go and visit 100 of my wife in one night. And I will make, or I ask Allah to bring from them 100 boys, all be in the path of Allah. But he did not say, insha'Allah. And he did, but he didn't have no one child in this night. And according to the report is, Sulaiman alayhi salam, one of his strengths Allah allow him to have, imagine he can go with many women in one single night, the amount of strength. And this hadith, actually it is over than 4 or 5 hadith in the same meaning approximately, and it is in Bukhari and Imam Ahmad Ibn Hanbal. How he died? Sulaiman alayhi salam, we used to pray. And every time he prayed, he found a tree between his hand. And he asked, what is your name? What are you doing here? What are you going to get? And she talked to him. And if it is for cure or medication, she tell him too. What is the purpose and what it contains. And one day, he asked her, what your name? She said, Kharub. He said, what you are for? She said, to destroy you, destroy your house. At this moment, he knew his time was up. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he make him lie down or just sit over his cane. He used to have a big cane. And he put his chain over his cane, like this. And he died. And this was a trial for all the jinn and shayateen around him. Because he was working very hard. And anybody enter in a prison of Sulaiman without his permission, he get burned. Just by Allah. Get burned. Finished. Now when he died, Allah allowed him to die and stay where he is for 1 year. And everybody working until a small creature came. What do you call it? Like we call it Zeus. Like bugs. It entered to the cane and start eating the cane. And it can make the cane hollow. And when the cane become hollow, it become very harsh. It fall down, he fall down, they discover he was dead for a long time. After that, they took the same one, let it eat, and they measure the amount of eating after that, and they discover how much from the amount. Wallahu a'lam. And also at this time, one of the jinn, one of the shayateen, he went inside and he came out. And he found out he didn't burn. He should be burned. He said, why I went to the place of prayer of Sulaiman and I do not get burned? Something is wrong. Let me try again. He tried again. He didn't get burned. And when he get closer, he find what happened. This is some of the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Is many, many story, but some of the story is not completely authentic to share it with you. Now, we're going to go summarize some of the lesson, wisdom behind it. And before we finish, I might go with you to talk to you about something else, which Harut and Marut. Who's Harut and Marut? Anybody remember? Is two angels came down from Allah as a trial in the people of Babel, in a place in Iraq, to teach people magic. Sah. But you see, teach them with the intention to get away. Because wonder what happened in the time of Sulaiman. It was the beginning of the Jewish people or Bani Israel to start learning sihr. And somehow they become the master of it. And until now they are the master. And these two angels, they came to teach. And they teach people is nothing like unknown, is a knowledge like any knowledge. But you will not benefit or harm anybody without the will of Allah. But don't do it. You will be a kafir if you do it. And they warn people. And there's many verses about that in Quran. But people who disobey, they learn and they used to make division between a man and his wife and this and that, and we know what's going on in our country. By this way, sihr, magic, blind magic, or people call voodoo, whatever, all this is forbidden. Going to somebody to do something for you, to get married or have a kid or something, is forbidden. Now, what is the most wisdom we have from what we have today? Number one, is a story and a teaching of the Quran is not just a story. Is a wisdom behind it. All the nation before us was in a state of Islam, except in a time of weakness and a disobedience. And also the importance of always as a Muslim ummah to prepare oneself and strength. And after the death of any prophet or messenger, some people have to preserve the teaching of the prophet to continue the message. Quran is not only a book to read. Also, what is written in Quran and what happened to all the nations before us, we will see in our life. Is no different. To remember the glory of Allah and the power of Allah and the planning of Allah, and Allah is the doer. To also enjoy and feel joy and bounty of the story of Quran and see how much wisdom it can accumulate and open our mind and our heart to different topics in life. And according to Surah Al-Anfal, chapter Al-Anfal, verse 24, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولَ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O you believe, come, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, when He command you, to what will elevate you and make you in a state of life. The most important wisdom is to generate the status of the heart which connected completely to Allah to build the right faith. The faith Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be accepted to give you the victory and success in this life and hereafter. And also is the first state to change is the status of the heart. To change the status of the heart to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unless we change the status of the heart, we cannot change the status of outside. Also, we learn in the story of Talut, these people who, let's do it, let's do this, let's do that. This is nothing. In the beginning, you have 80,000 around Talut. By the time the battlefield coming, only 313. By this way, what we learn, people who make a big shout and big noise, they end up always the one who run away. And they have nothing truthful inside. Also is, the ruler of whom will lead us doesn't have to be a famous man or a man with a status. Whatever Allah choose, we try to do the maximum obedience and following. Also from the story of Dawood alayhi salam, we learn the importance how we take care about our children for our generation. And what's the importance of preparing a child to carry the Islam in the future. And are we doing that is a question mark. And where's our children? And what they doing? What they engaging with? What kind they are physically and spiritually? And manner and behavior and knowledge and faith. And whom giving them this quality. The winner over any group of people, not the amount, not the quality, not the amount of weapons. It is the quality of the heart, the one completely surrender and submit to Allah. And we saw it in the time of Talut alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam. And the most important again point is the pure heart connected to Allah is the one Allah can allow him change condition, give him victory, and give him support on the upper level over any group. By this way, it is the pure element of any change in any time, in any state, in any group. The status of what? The heart. Also, we will find every time Allah chooses a king, He chooses it according to certain quality. By this way, the principle about the ruler and the king who inherited their own family over and over again is completely what? Wrong. Because a person can come, the son of the king can come, and he doesn't have the quality. Because the king has to have certain quality. If he have it, he can be the ruler. If he doesn't have it, he cannot be a king. And we see the amount of miracle of Allah without unlimited, you know, meaning and level, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow many things in the earth to be a slave of any of His servant if Allah choose. And we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His ultimate wisdom, He take a young boy from a boy, training him to be a soldier, to be a hero, to be a king, to be a messenger, to be so beloved to Allah. All this done by whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the benefit and wisdom of what we're hearing and to allow us to learn from all that is the power of Allah above any power. Allah is the doer. Allah can do whatever He wants. And to remember, Quran is full of story and full of wisdom to whom He wanted. And we also learn, in any given time, me, you, her, she, we have an example of us in Quran. And all we have to say, which one is me in Quran? Is me Talut? Is me Jalut? Is me Musa? Is me Fir'aun? Is me Haman? Is me Dawood? Because all of us, in some shape or form, we acting either in the side of Shayateen or in the side of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to gain wisdom and knowledge and light from what we learn. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we're doing and make it purely and sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aftah alayna wa ala ahlina wa qawmina bilhaq ya rabbil alameen. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم بارك لنا فيما فعلنا وفيما نفعل وفيما قلنا يا رب العالمين. واغفر لنا خطايانا وخطايانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بارك لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واختم لنا وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. By the way, yesterday I make a comment and I want to verify it. I said, today we have people whom I pray, go to Hajj, fasting, everything, but they're not a Muslim. What this meaning? Because if you are a Muslim, you should be in a state of obedience. meaning you have a belief. But if your life is completely against Allah in every aspect of your life, and you're just doing the ritual, and even the ritual you do it without no manner and understanding and connection with Allah, you might have a big problem. And this is why I said today, the majority of people, they might be not in a state of Islam. This is what I meant. And only the knower, the one who know, is Allah. Because a Muslim, he is in a state of obedience, sometimes disobey. This is what I meant with it in the tape of, what the name of the topic was? How to think. And how to answer philosopher. And argue. Anyway, today we was talking about Harut and Marut. And some question as a basic. What is jinn? We are a human being. Who is our father? Adam. Adam made from what?
Clay.
Meaning we are made from what? Clay. Hit your hand. It is clay?
No.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take the format of clay and make a human being. You see it? Similar, according to Quran and Sunnah, we have angel. Angel is made from what?
Light.
Doesn't mean they are light. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created jinn. And jinn created from what? Fire. Doesn't mean they are fire. Allah created Hurayn in paradise. Hurayn from paradise made from what? The mud of paradise. Allah created a beautiful female creature in paradise called Hurayn from mud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take a format of material, change it to another status completely. Okay? Now, what's the difference between jinn and shaitan? Jinn is the essence of the creature called jinn. Shaitan is, and you have two kinds of shaitan. Shayateenul ins, shayateenul jinn. Shayateen from mankind, shayateen from jinn. Anyone working for the devil, working for Iblis, obey him, follow his footstep, he is a soldier of Iblis. By this way, he acting like a devil. He is having the quality of the devil. His action equivalent to the action of devil. He inviting towards the devil action. Can you see? Now, shayateen is a jinn completely disobeying to Allah and working for shaitan completely. This we call it shaitan. By this way, shaitan is a jinn from the root of the format of jinn, but working for the devil completely against Allah. Okay, inshallah. Inshallah, one of this time we're going to talk about the topic of jinn and the important to know about the difference between what we hear and see from the past and our parents and from Islamic perspective. Remind me, inshallah, if I'm still alive, we make a topic about it, inshallah. Any question?
No.
Any concern?
Just one comment.
Okay.
Just for clarification, shaitan is singular and shayateen is plural.
Correct. Shaitan is singular and shayateen is plural. You know, you should ask me a question. Can I be a shaitan? Yes. Can a Muslim be a shaitan? Yes. Part-time. Not full-time. You should be a slave to Allah all the time. Anytime shaitan take over or help you to build the quality of shaitan, you become shaitan. This is why when Ramadan come, ask yourself, is me carry the quality of the believer or carry the quality of shayateen? You see? For example, envy is a quality of whom? Shaitan. Arrogant, a quality of whom? Shaitan. You ever heard about angel is arrogant? No. Angel is envy. Angel has jealousy. Angel disobey. Okay? Can you see it? And this is why some of the early scholars say, in the state of disobeyer, the person who disobey Allah, he's actually in a state of shaitan, shaitana. And the more you purify your heart and your action, you're going towards the status of whom? Huh? Angel. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us with the quality of animal, with animal act, like eating, sleeping, marrying, having kids, all this, everybody share it, us and an animal. And another quality, the quality of goodness, which is the quality of angel. Whoever fight the dirty peace in his heart to purify it, he get elevated. And this is why you find in many ahadith about the young man or the young youth, male or female, who are in a state of purity and a state of piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are better in my eye than some of my angel. Allah elevates the person higher than the state of angel. Look at us. We are human being. We are on earth. Everything working for us. Even angel making dua for us. Angel making dua for us. They pray for us. They pray for Allah to save us from ourselves. Who entered paradise? Angel? No, us. If we understand who we are in the eye of Allah, we will be crying day and night. Allah loves us so much. Yes, He put us in a weak situation. He give us weakness. He give us the animal act and habit. And He give us a revelation, is a book, is a message, the teaching of the Prophet. And He tell you, obey me. Follow my footsteps and the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and my guidance. I will lead you to be close to me. And after that, what we do? We leave it. And this why, if you get closer to Allah, you will be elevated to an-nafsul mutma'inna. The self, the soul who are mutma'inna, tranquility. Angel, what they have? Tranquility. Shayateen, what they have? Hasty. Speed. Anger. This is why one of the scholars, he said, you want to know who you are? See how you behave. How you move. How you talk. How you deal with other. How you worry about what you say. How you think, how you interact with other. But no way you can know who you are unless you let your mirror is Quran. Quran will lead you, and the Sunnah, to let you know who you are and which group you are among them. Sihr, in English some people said magic or black magic. As a believer, part of our belief is true. And we have the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can go through it, but not now inshaAllah. Another time. Because it happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by himself. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an example. He get poisoned. Some people give him magic. He was sick. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all conditions to happen to him? By this way, nobody can complain and said, oh, it's not me. Look at your Prophet. He gives him support and I'm different. No. We have no excuse. If you are sick, Ayyub was more sick than anybody else. If you are rich, Sulaiman was more rich than any one of you. You cannot complain and said, I cannot have no time for you, Allah. If you're so poor, you will not be poorer than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, he doesn't have house. He never have a house. He never have a place to go. Who will hear it now? Inshallah. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might be either next week or the week before, inshallah, or the week after, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وجزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته